Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. The Port Austin Township Board of Trustees approved accepting a Department of Natural Resources grant from the Huron County Economic Development Corporation. The board decided to put the grant money in an account and earmarked for the Grindstone City Boating Access Site. In October of 2025, Lisa Pridna, who is the Port Austin Community Liaison with the DNR, attended the Michigan State Waterways Commission meeting. She thanked the commissioners for their involvement and partnership in the redevelopment of the Port Austin State Harbor. During the Waterways Commission meeting, Kristen Kosick, who is the chief of Parks and Recreation, requested a ribbon-cutting ceremony to be held at Port Austin State Harbor since the 2026 boating season begins. As that meeting was wrapping up, it was noted the commissioner and DNR staff had toured various boating facilities, which included the Sebewing Harbor Marina, Bayport Boating Access Site, Caseville Harbor, Port Austin State Harbor, Grindstone City Boating Access Site, and the Harbor Beach Marina. And the Sebewing DPW and the village's light and water department worked together on some matters. DPW workers picked up wood from the two trees that the light and water department cut down that were in the right-of-way. They also assisted the light and water department with some tree trimming and bush chipping as well. In addition, there were 8 loads of other brush that was disposed of. In other DPW matters, workers transferred water from Lagoon 4 into Lagoon 5 as part of the spring discharge, and a stone measuring approximately 8 by 12 feet was hauled to lagoons for placement along a bank. During the meeting, it was reported that the Army Corps of Engineers have chosen a contractor for the steel sheet wall placement along the river. But that was the information that was available on the issue. It was also noted that a local contractor is looking at the Center Street Bridge approaches to submit an estimate before an agreement with Spicer Engineering is signed. When we come back from the Samantha Langmaid Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Life doesn't come with guarantees, but insurance gets you close. From fender benders to kitchen fires, unexpected medical bills to life's biggest what-ifs, Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, helps you plan ahead so one bad day doesn't become your worst day. Protect your family. Protect your future. Get covered that fits your life before you need it. Call Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebewing at 989-704-3409. That's 989-704-3409. Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance, because peace of mind is worth it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, during the Port Austin Township Board of Trustees meeting, it was noted grants will be sought to do some infrastructure improvements to its water and sewer system. The Port Austin Area Sewer and Water Authority, PAASWA, system was developed in 2016 to provide drinking water and sanitary sewer services to the township and the village of Port Austin. The water distribution and sanitary sewer collection systems contain over a combined of 23 miles of underground piping, 243 main valves, 113 fire hydrants, and 100,000-gallon water tower, and 4 sanitary sewer pump stations. In addition, PAASWA also provides drinking water to Point of Arcs Township. In other township matters, the board set the hearing on the proposed 2026-27 budget to be at 4:45 p.m. on March 17th, with the regular monthly meeting to follow. During that meeting, the board is expected to adopt the budget and to set the millage rates that will be levied to support the budget. With the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.